Well, welcome to Experts at EWU. I'm Kent Adams, and I'm pleased to introduce you in a minute. We're not going to show you yet, but we have the Dr. Phil today. And actually, he's more fun, I think, than the other Dr. Phil that you've probably seen on TV and so forth. And it's a subject that I think is perfect given the timing and giving all that's going on. We're going to talk about happiness and gratitude. And so I'm grateful, Dr. Phil, that you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Phil Watkins, right?
Yes.
Well, let's give the full name here, right?
That's good.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well,
I'm
you better well. Be, because yeah. You're going to talk about happiness and gratitude.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Now, why that subject? Why are you kind of the expert? Obviously, for some reason, that meant something to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably, I was doing research on depression.
Okay.
And negative memory biases and depression, how that maintains depression. And really enjoyed that research. And it's kind of come full circle in some ways. But in the mid-90s, I think I got reacquainted with C.S. Lewis' book, Reflections on the Psalms. And he's one of my favorite authors. And I reread the chapter that he tells readers that they may not need to read, but I think it's the most important chapter in the book. And I was reading, of course, he's talking about it from the Psalms point of view. You know, why does a God tell people to express gratitude toward him? It's kind of, right. I mean, if a parent does that to kids, you think the parent's a little bit unstable and insecure. Why does God do that? And his explanation was, it's not for God, it's for us. That when you express gratitude, it completes the joy of the benefit that you're expressing gratitude for. And I read that passage and thought, oh my, that's got to be very different than the approach that social sciences are taking.
Right.
And sure enough, social sciences took the approach to gratitude, if they talked about it at all, which they usually didn't at that point, of a reciprocity approach, that someone does something for me, so I express gratitude so that they keep giving me right? And so it's an instrumental approach to gratitude, or a behavioral approach. And Lewis was saying something quite different. He was saying, not that that doesn't happen. In fact, the research shows that it does, as long as it's genuine and you're not just doing it to get more stuff. But Lewis was saying, by expressing gratitude and by experiencing it, it completes the joy. It enhances your enjoyment of the gift.
Yeah. And is that so kind of like if I think of Big Brothers and others, where you help people, younger people, and you know, become a mentor and so forth, that you really, yes, you're helping that person. Okay, that's, but you're also helping yourself an awful lot, aren't you?
Yeah.
And that's that kind of what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good.
Yeah. So that's how I got started with it. And then, of course, the positive psychology movement kicked in 1998, and I got acquainted with Bob Emmons shortly thereafter, and it's kind of been a fun ride since then.
Okay.
So,
What's the one thing you've really learned in growing through this process for the last 10 or 20 years? Anything surprise you?
There's a lot of things that have surprised me. One of the big surprises was that even though women value gratitude more than men, and they are typically more grateful than men.
Okay.
Men benefit more from gratitude exercises than women do.
Oh, really?
And that surprised me. And I also found that the people who enjoyed gratitude exercises the least benefited the most from them.
Wow.
So I developed a talk called Gratitude for Grumps from that one, which applied mostly to me. And then I found that people who are lowest in the disposition for gratitude, or, you know, trait gratitude, or the attitude of gratitude, if you will, those who are lowest gained most.
Wow.
Now, that was... All three of those things are the opposite
counter,
of what I was predicting.
I was going to say it would be counter what you would think.
But
you know?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Those who need gratitude most benefit most from gratitude. So
okay.
it in retrospect, it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
I suppose those are some of the biggest surprises.
Did you ever have this aha moment? Or was it just a constant learning more and more?
It's a constant learning. Yeah. I remember talking to a fellow gratitude researcher at a conference years and years ago, and he said to me, Phil, why is gratitude so great? And I said, well, I think it psychologically amplifies the good in our life.
Yeah.
You know, it helps us. It amplifies it for us, and we become more aware of it. And I still... I'm suspicious that I was plagiarizing someone else, but I can't find where I was, who I was plagiarizing there. But that was kind of an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it's doing, mm-hmm. and that's why gratitude is so beneficial to us.
Right. You know, we've gone through and we're still going through this COVID-19 issue, mm-hmm. and so forth, and a lot of ups and downs. Mm. Information and misinformation and everything else going on. And I've said for a while now that we've really had two viruses, and that may be simplifying things, mm-hmm. but one is the actual virus and what it could end up doing, especially mm-hmm. to vulnerable people and mm-hmm. populations and so forth. The other has been the economic.
Oh, yeah.
And I know of people who have lost their business.
Right.
They've had to let their employees go, which I think bothers them in many cases more than losing their business.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases,
yeah.
probably going to mean bankruptcy for mm-hmm. some families
right.
And so forth. So that second virus really becomes all of that negativity,
right.
including depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm hearing the depression and suicides and mm-hmm. all of those things are up. Can you talk about that? How can we help get through that? Because they're just, I mean, I love being home with my wife and the cats
yeah.
and everything else. But after a couple months, you know, it's
right.
like I need
right.
to see and talk to real people in the same room,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, and when we did this survey,
yeah.
I was surprised how grateful people were. I wonder if great people will still be as grateful.
Okay, yes.
Now, you know, a couple of months later when we all thought we were going to be done with this.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
And I think being cooped up inside, not having a nice regular schedule, not having regular contact with others is all a recipe for depression.
Yes.
On the other hand, you see it kind of going two ways. Some people have been even happier
yeah.
in this. So... And, you know, I hesitate to say this a little bit because, you know, I still have my job and I'm really not suffering mm-hmm. financially. But this is one of the other surprises, is that the research shows that when you're in difficult times, gratitude may be one of the best things that we can rely on.
Mm-hmm.
And people do tend to rely on it. Somewhat surprisingly, it's like in our study, it was like the most frequent emotion that people were reporting was gratitude.
Wow.
And they found this actually after 9/11 too.
Okay. Yes.
A couple of different studies found that it was the most frequent emotion that people were experiencing. And there's probably a lot of reasons for this, but you know, there's an old review study done by one of my heroes in psychology, Roy Baumeister, called Bad is Stronger Than Good. And basically, he reviews a huge amount of research showing that at least psychologically speaking, bad tends to overwhelm the good in our life. And you know how this works. You know, I get 20 students who say my class was great and one who writes two paragraphs about why I'm the spawn of the devil.
And what do you remember? And what do you focus on?
I just ruminate on that one.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so the bad in our life so easily drowns out the good. And I think one of the reasons gratitude is so effective for enhancing happiness is because it does help us amplify the good, helps us focus on the good in our life. And we're just kind of prone to recognize what's bad and what needs to be fixed.
And, well, and sometimes it comes out and slaps you, too.
Well, right.
You know?
Well, that's true.
Yeah. And you don't catch the other. That's theoretically more normal, if you will, and going to happen.
Right.
And
exactly.
So you're not surprised by it. But the negative, wow, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the pandemic has done for a lot of us is just said, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's all these things I'd always taken for granted, and now we're grateful.
Yeah,
for
like
them,
going to work and, and seeing other people and all the other things. Yeah. Let's be practical here. What can all of us start to do to be more grateful, to have more happiness? Because there have got to be some simple things that we can do. I don't want to get into all the psychology.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But what can I do? What can the viewers do? What are some things that we could start to work on? And then where can we get more information, too?
Oh,
but
good.
What can we do?
Well, I think one easy thing is to recall three good things that have happened to you in the previous day.
Okay.
And then to write about how each thing makes you feel more grateful. We found that if you just do that for a week, your happiness goes up significantly, and it keeps going up afterward.
Really? Okay.
Which was another surprise. That's so different.
You thought it would just drop off.
Well, you know, with clinical psychology studies, you have depressed folks and they're so depressed and you give them treatment and they're not so depressed. And then as soon as the treatment starts, the depression scores start to go back a little bit. But we didn't find that with just a week. And I don't know if you need to do that every day, but doing it very regularly for a week, I think, kind of trains you to look for the good in your life. And there's several different exercises like that that you can do. And that's good for experiencing gratitude, but, you know, that's only half of the equation. Gratitude, we experience gratitude to express it, right? And that's very important, too. And Sarah Aljo's work over at University of North Carolina has shown that expressing gratitude is so important. And so one of the things you can do is called a gratitude visit. You can sit down and write a letter to someone you feel you've not thanked enough.
Okay.
And you spend some time writing a gratitude letter to them. And then, if you can, go to them and read it to them.
Oh, wow.
And it's a very powerful experience for folks. If you can't go, if you can't visit them, you can read it to them over the phone. Don't just text it to them or email it to them. It needs to be some kind of embodied expression.
Yeah.
But we know that just kind of focusing on expressing gratitude to your spouse, you know, that's at least for me, it's one of the people that provides me with so much good in my life, and yet that's the person I'm most likely to take for granted.
I think all of us.
And
our kids.
Research has shown that in those close relationships, intimate relationship, expressing gratitude to each other is just really important for building the relationship. And we know that, you know, happy people are social people, so not necessarily gregarious people, but they have good relationships.
Yeah. So. Wow. Okay. So how can I learn more?
I think probably the best site to look up is the Greater Good site, which is out of Berkeley, run by Dr. Keltner. And that is
the greater good.
Greater good.
Okay, probably can find that on the internet.
Yeah, I think
right?
if you
like everything else.
Yeah, if you just Google greater good, I think that's what would come up. And it's a site for People who are not necessarily experts in the area of positive psychology or happiness.
Right.
But it's very science-based for the most part and has some really good stuff with it. Another site that's good is called Gratitude Works.
Okay.
And that's run by my friend Bob Emmons, who
well, you better mention him then.
Yeah, right, right. So, and he's probably the gratitude expert. He has a couple of really good books. One, a little book on gratitude, I think it's called. It's really, really a good practical book that would be good to read too.
All of this sounds like it's beneficial to both sides, that we need to express it and we need to hear it. And we should be doing more and more, right? You know, because we really, I don't care what your situation is, we really have a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah.
I mean, you only have to look around the world to see populations that are so much worse off than we are. The things that we just take for granted that we can get in our car and go to work and and so forth, and how lucky we are. Thank you.
Sure.
That was really not only fun, but I learned something today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And it wasn't painful like the old college day. I'm kidding. Do you enjoy teaching?
I do. Yeah. I really do.
I guess. I knew the answer before you said that.
I really do. You know, I'm looking forward to retirement. I love my research too, but that's one of the things I'm missing a lot is the live classroom.
Yes. And the questions and seeing the response on the students and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Yeah, it is.
And can you look out to your students and go, he or she doesn't get it?
Sometimes I can do that. Yeah,
that would have been me. But that's great.
So,
thank you for this. This
sure.
has really been
it's my pleasure.
You are the Dr. Phil. Thank you. I've learned so much today.
Oh, great!
All
Thanks
right.
so much for having me.
No problem. Good to have you. Thanks for watching, Experts at EWU. We'll see you next time right here.